The story behind the story of the Bethel High School shootings is also filled with tragedy. The cycle was set in motion long before Evan Ramsey became a killer at 16, perhaps even before he was born. Tonight, in our week-long series looking at the Ramsey family history, we meet Ramsey's mother. But first, a warning. This story has content some may find objectionable. Rhonda McBride reports.
The last dozen years seem like a bad dream, but Carolyn Edwards Ramsey has finally woken up and is ready to face the consequences. She's been sober for 2 years now, and the main focus of her life is caring for her 9-year-old boy, William.
What?
Then I'm thirsty for juice.
Well, go have some juice.
Okay.
Carolyn, by the way, has two sons named William, an older boy who is 14. The younger William has fetal alcohol syndrome, but Carolyn is doing what she can to make the best of a bad situation. She's proud of her Anchorage apartment, a simple haven decorated with huge picture puzzles, 7 in all, with another in progress on the kitchen table.
Evan was telling me, Mom, you know what? These puzzles, you know, they're made the same way. If you look at it horizontally and vertically, they're the same way. It's just that they got a little curve to it.
Mother and son share a love of puzzles, perhaps because life has been a series of painful puzzles where the pieces have failed to come together, or when they do, fall apart. Such was the case on a February morning 2 years ago. Carolyn was just finishing an alcohol treatment program in Anchorage when she got a phone call from her son, Evan.
I said, hello, Evan, what's wrong? And he told me, Mom, I brought a shotgun to school. I said, what? He said, Mom, I brought a shotgun to school. And his voice sounded like it was not Evan, like he just came out of a shock or something.
In that phone call, her son didn't tell her that he shot two people. And when the pieces of this puzzle came together, she learned that two people died from the shotgun shells her son had pumped out in a cold, systematic rage. And just a few days earlier, her oldest son, John, was arrested for robbing an Anchorage porn shop.
It's a circle. I realize it's the same cycle. And you got to pick which way to go.
The cycle for Carolyn's children over the past dozen years was fueled by her battles with alcohol and abusive men, a cycle that Carolyn knew all too well from her own childhood.
It brought me back to my mom, how she raised me, and that's when I realized I was following my mom's footprints.
Carolyn grew up in Bethel, where life in a harsh Alaskan climate became even harsher with no running water and no one to chop wood.
Seemed like most of the time there was no heat in the house. There was no food on the table. There was clothes that wasn't even being washed.
Carolyn says she skipped out on most of the sixth grade because with no clean clothes, she was too embarrassed to go to school.
Nobody wanted to be my friend. You know, I was being teased on. I went to hell when I was growing up. I was even raped and beat up and bruised and black and blue, and I wanted to commit suicide.
When Carolyn grew up, she moved to Anchorage. At 21, she married Don Ramsey, a cab driver and Vietnam vet from Georgia, 10 years her senior. She settled down to raise a family and also began a career at the Alaska Native Medical Center, where she worked in the records department. Edie Bailey was her boss then.
They just seemed like a regular, ordinary, loving family. One of the things that got my attention was 1 year they all bought coats exactly alike.
The family made quite a picture in their identical fur parkas, but that image would soon be shattered. Carolyn's husband had been feuding with just about every major politician of the time, from then-Mayor Tony Knowles to Senator Frank Murkowski. In October 1986, just as Carolyn was about to be promoted at her job, her husband's obsession took a violent turn. He chained the door shut of the Anchorage Times office and launched a one-man assault on the newspaper with guns and smoke grenades to protest what he believed was political persecution. No one was hurt in that siege, but Ramsey went to jail. And to fill that void, Carolyn turned to alcohol and a series of troubled men. Among them, a pot farmer from Manly Hot Springs, another man who punched out her front teeth, and another who tried to kill her when she was pregnant with his child.
I got this thing in my head that's stuck in my head real bad, that I'm a big bee, you know. I'm a big W-H-O-R-E.
Sometimes her sons, John and Ivan, were targets of the violence. Largely, it was up to them to care for themselves and their brother William. That's the older William. It was a job that proved to be too much for the boys, who often were treated like outcasts in the villages where they lived. In the winter of 1987, Carolyn abandoned her sons, and the Bethel courts gave the state custody. There were many hearings, many foster homes, and many attempts to reunite Carolyn with the boys. Courtroom tapes made over the years play like a recurring nightmare. In December 1988, Judge Gail Frates, who has since died, gave Carolyn a stern lecture.
Just a word to you, Mrs. Ramsey. I'm an alcoholic. I've been through an alcoholism treatment program. I adopted AA. It works. Trust me. If you want to have a happy life, that's all you have to do. It works.
What hurts them the most was them leaving me into somebody else's home. I know I scarred those boys. To this day, I know I scarred them.
Carolyn says there is nothing to do at this point but move on.
It's hard just to live one day at a time without not thinking what happened in the past and trying to figure out what happened in the past. But the past keeps coming back, you know. I thought I left it all back there when I was growing up. It's still coming back, you know. At least I let it out. You know, there's no use of hiding anything. There's nothing to hide. Because it only makes everything worse.
Carolyn hopes her family's story will prevent future tragedies.
Ivan, I think he opened up everybody's eyes and ears and kind of shook. It's like an earthquake, you know, you shake. And everything is woken up like there's a bright light. Everybody has to see what their kids are doing, because with alcohol, it just blinded me. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't realize I was hurting my kids as much as I did. If I had recognized that and seen it then, I would have stopped a long time ago. I would have kept the boys with me. I would have been stronger.
Home is where everything happens, Carolyn says. Home, sweet home. Rhonda McBride, APRN, Anchorage.